Next story today. Like many major cities worldwide, the historic U.S. port city of San Francisco, California, has thousands of homeless people living on the streets. And that's despite the fact that local officials have taken a number of steps to help them. In 2013, Denise Sandoval joined those efforts. She started by turning old city buses into places where those in need can get towels, hygiene kits, razors, and a shower. Today, she's a CNN hero.
San Francisco is one of the most beautiful places to live. However, you will see thousands upon thousands of people who are living and sleeping on our streets. Every person I saw was struggling with hygiene. If you were trying to apply for a job or apply for housing, you can't do that if you can't get yourself clean. So it's simple, but it's critical. Taking action was not even a choice at that point. It's just something I had to do. We began by converting buses into showers and toilets. To increase our efficiency, we decided to switch to the mobile commercial shower trailer unit so that we could get them out there faster and meet need more effectively. By virtue of being mobile, we're able to go into different regions of the city where people are. Are you looking to sign up for the shower? Okay, great.
Walter in 3, Stephen 1. You're good to go.
These are people who get turned away often, who get treated poorly, and our idea is just to open our arms. We've expanded our programming to include pop-up care villages, which bring a ton of providers to the street to provide everything from haircuts to medical services.
You need a hygiene kit?
Yeah.
Here you go, Walter.
Right, thanks.
Hygiene connects you to your sense of dignity.
Woo, man, I feel better.
There are countless success stories that we've witnessed over the years, people getting employed and finding housing or overcoming addictions.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good shower.
The work that we do matters and is making a difference.